gibbering.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Bumbo.
Bunkum.
Like all orphan billionaire heirs to tech corporations, Scott Brand developed a vigilante god complex and created a costume based on his two deepest fears, flying rodents and gradually turning into an android. Using his family's wealth and connections, he constructed a biosuit with membranes between the arms and legs so he can soar from building to building as he blows up impoverished neighborhoods. As he fights crime as Steel Flying Squirrel. As our story begins, Steel Flying Squirrel has just beaten a jaywalker unconscious and hung him from a streetlight and is now gliding home.
Egads, that jaywalker might have harmed my wealthy, handsome body. I suddenly realize just how dangerous this vigilante lifestyle of mine can be. I'd better enlist the aid of a child.
Surreptitiously landing behind a local orphanage, Steel Flying Squirrel removes his bio suit and enters as his alter ego, Scott Brand.
Too thin. Too fat. Too old. Too female. Ugh, not white. Ah, here's one. Son, I think you've got just the right combination of neediness and institutionalized nihilism to come be my ward.
Thanks. It's due to being passed from foster family to foster family because of my destructive nature, which is in turn a result
Yes, that's wonderful. How'd you like to come live with me?
Gee, sir, that'd be swell.
I'll take a Mother Superior. Wrap him up.
Certainly, Mr. Brand. Just as soon as we run a background check and perform a home inspection.
Is that really necessary? I'm sure I could find someone to vouch for me.
I'm afraid so, sir.
Say, why don't I just buy this place and approve the adoption myself?
Because that would be grossly unethical. It also sounds like what a wealthy pedo would do.
And so our hero retreats to the squirrel nest, where he puts in a call to the local newspaper.
Yes, I'd like to place a classified ad, please. Wanted. Male roommate under 20 for billionaire loner. I promise I'm not a wealthy pedo. Have you got all that?
Yes, sir. Don't worry, we've got a section just for wealthy pedos.
I said I'm not a pedo. I just need a roommate. A young, nubile, flexible roommate who's susceptible to suggestion.
And within days, young Dirk Greenhorn moves in with Scott Brand, the tech billionaire who is secretly the crime-fighting vigilante Steel Flying Squirrel! Shortly after moving in, Dirk is roaming the halls, wondering where his benefactor is. Oh dear! I hope Dirk doesn't come in here and see me. That would ruin my secret, the one I keep from everyone.
Mr. Brand? Say, why are you wearing half of the superhero costume?
Dirk! Oh no! You've spotted me! Now you know!
Oh wow! You're going to a costume party! Is it superhero themed? Can I go as Arachnoboy?
It's actually Arachna-boy. I could hear the typo in your voice. And no, I'm not going to a costume party.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go play the dumb waiter. Goodbye!
And so Scott's secret is still safe!
This kid's pretty dumb. This'll be harder than I thought.
The next day, we join our hero as he sits in the squirrel nest, hard at work on a case. But what's this? A certain young man has stumbled onto the secret entrance!
Hello? Mr. Brand? Are you down here?
Oh, fiddlesticks. It seems you've at last found my secret.
Yes, I just followed the signs you placed around the house that... Ooh, you have a man cave in the basement? Neat! Say, cool car!
I see you're impressed with the squirrel mobile.
Yeah! Say, does Steel Flying Squirrel know you have it? Oh, gosh, what am I saying? Of course he does! You guys are pals. Anyway, I'm gonna go watch the polo game. See you later!
That night, as Dirk gets ready for bed...
Boy, that Mr. Brand sure has a neat life. Costume parties, borrowing the squirrel mobile. I bet he even gets to go to the baseball park whenever he wants.
Just then, something crashes through the window. It's Steel Flying Squirrel, and he looks hurt.
Golly, are you okay?
Yes, I'll be fine, son. I'm just glad that... Oh, dear.
Oh, no, loyal listeners! Steel Flying Squirrel has dropped his wallet and a photo of him changing into his costume just as his mask has fallen off. Will Dirk suspect that he is really Scott Brand? He picks the items up off the floor and looks at them.
Say, Mr. Steel Flying Squirrel, this is gonna sound real funny, but is there any way that you could possibly be... No, it's too crazy.
Go on, son. What were you going to ask?
It's just that... Well, I don't suppose there's any way that you're really Scott Brand, my benefactor and the head of Brandtech Industries, the multinational electronics and defense corporation.
Egads, you've somehow stumbled onto my secret. I suppose you'd better become my sidekick and fight crime with me so my secret doesn't get out.
Or I could just not tell any...
Here, put these on.
Steel Flying Squirrel reaches into his utility belt and pulls out a costume that coincidentally fits Dirk perfectly.
I suppose you're wondering how I became the vigilante you see before you.
Not really.
It started when I was a tender young lad. I was walking through Mugger Alley with my parents when out of nowhere, a mugger appeared. He shot my parents and ran off with their money, leaving me an orphan. From that moment on, I dedicated my life to fighting crime.
Gee, that sounds a lot like that...
Baloney! Yes, it sounds like baloney. But I assure you it's true. I knew I wasn't physically strong enough to fight the city's crime, so I used my technical prowess and immense wealth to create this biosuit. It has a built-in power source, allows me to fly, and has an arsenal that would make most militaries blush.
Wow! That's just like irony!
Yes, just like irony. It's, ironic that the same tragic childhood that leads some to crime led me to fight for justice.
Except you don't arrest them or allow them legal representation. You just pummel them and leave them in the street, which is itself a crime.
Yes, very interesting. Let's go look at the gadgets.
Hot dog!
The next night, we join our heroes on patrol!
I really don't think I should be out here with you. I mean, I've only had 3 hours of training, Mr. Brand.
Steel Flying Squirrel, when we're on patrol, we can't use our civilian names. Got it, Gliding Possum?
And that's another thing. How come I'm an Australian possum and you're a squirrel?
They're gliding mammals.
Okay, but why...
Shh, look.
Always keen-eyed, eternally vigilant. Steel Flying Squirrel spots a crime in progress.
It's the Dastardly Rabbit Man. He's robbed that convenience store.
I think it's just a guy with pantyhose on his head.
Well, not all costumed superhumans have the resources to make their suit as impressive as mine. We must be sensitive to the circumstances and criminals' lives that led to their unfortunate lifestyles. Let's go.
See how Steel Flying Squirrel shares his wisdom as he swoops into action! And within moments, the criminal is subdued.
Jeepers, Steel Flying Squirrel! You probably gave him a concussion! He could have permanent brain damage! Why... Hey, look out! That guy in a ski mask is coming this way!
Ah, it's my other arch nemesis, Dr. Neutral, the Swiss Menace. He always...
Gah! Bullets!
How did he know my weakness? Run, Gliding Possum!
But it's too late! Gliding Possum has been taken by the masked mastermind! As Steel Flying Squirrel struggles to his feet, he is sad witness to the escape!
Good thing I included a tracking device in the visible underwear of his costume. Now to return to the squirrel nest to find out where Dr. Neutral is taking him.
Later that night, in the hideout of criminal mastermind Dr. Neutral, Gliding Possum remains brave in the face of death.
Please let me go. I'll do anything.
Not until I get a ransom out of you. I'm sure that costumed idiot will put out a statement soon enough.
Just then, a bomb blows a hole in the wall of the hideout.
Good evening, Dr. Neutral.
Who? Never mind. Look, if you want this kid back, you're gonna need to pay. I want $50,000.
Ha! You think I'll let you get away with this?
Fine, I'll shoot him. Wait. I'll pay. It'll take me some time to get the money. But if you let him go now, I'll give you my word that I'll settle up soon.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Say, your voice sounds familiar. Are you on TV?
No? No, I don't think...
I got it. You sound like Scott Brand, the billionaire who makes public appearances all the time. Ha! But how could you be Scott Brand? That's ridiculous.
Yes, that would be pretty strange.
Come to think of it, it kind of makes sense. An orphaned arms manufacturer whose parents famously died in a robbery, and it would take an immense amount of time and resources to build and maintain that suit. The sort of spare time that other executives might spend on the golf course, say. Yeah, of course you're Brand. Oh yeah, and there's also an alarming rate of psychopathy in the cutthroat elite world of executives. I was just reading a new study from the Yale Psychology Department.
Yes. Okay, we get it. Can I rescue him now?
Sure, but since you're ludicrously wealthy, it'll cost you $50 million.
That's really going to cut into third quarter profits. The board would have a field day with me. You sure you won't go for less?
I think my price is fair, considering.
All right, have it your way.
Wow! Witness Steel Flying Squirrel deftly pull a handful of small explosives from his belt and throw them around the building, seemingly at random. Marvel as he uses his grappling hook to tie Dr. Neutral to a support beam and turns to escape.
Hey, Steel Flying Squirrel, don't forget me.
I'm sorry, son, there's no time.
Racing for his life, can Steel Flying Squirrel exit the building before it explodes?
Oh, my poor sidekick. Oh, Gliding Possum, you noble lad. Your death will not be in vain. I will add it to the catalog of painful events that happened to people around me that never actually put me in any danger so I can continue to seek revenge against the criminals of this fair city.
And so ends another adventure of Steel Flying Squirrel. Join us next time when Steel Flying Squirrel goes up against the principal of Carver High School.
For the last time, you pervert, stop coming in here recruiting sidekicks.
The end!